Okay, injury report. Demaryius Thomas, Julius Thomas, Eddie Royal, all out for the Charger game, did not participate. Brian Dawkins, limited, questionable. Jonathan Wilhite, did not participate, illness, questionable. Daniel Fells, limited, questionable. Champ Bailey, Marcus Thomas, Noshon Marino, and Raheem Moore, all practice full and probable.
With Dawkins out, what does that change your, or how does that change your game if he doesn't play?
Well, I mean, it's day to day, and you know, we're not going to get into competitive issues, but you know, obviously we like his experience back there and what he brings to the table on game day.
How's Marcus look this week?
Better. You know, I think, you know, all the guys that have been injured, missed time, you know, they've looked better all week. They've got more reps in practice, and, you know, he would be included in that.
Will you monitor, like, a snap count for him, or you just kind of go by feel, and if he's playing well, you leave him in there? And
him being?
Marcus, sorry.
You know, he'll be in the rotation. We have pretty much a wave of D linemen to play, and he'll be in there.
I'm trying with the tragedy in Orlando's family this week. How have you guys handled that? How has he been?
Well, I think he's been really good, you know, for, you know, having a personal matter. And you know, I'm not going to discuss the exactness of that because it is personal. But he's done very well.
It was something he kept you perhaps. Coach Elmer wanted to play. Was it that sort of thing?
You know, I mean, all these guys want to play. You know, that's what they get paid to do, and they're professionals. And he's done very well. Him where we can, and he's doing everything in his power to prepare.
You see Elvis improving week to week. He said he's still trying to kind of regain the strength and get his, you know, get everything back. Are you seeing improvement from week to week?
Yeah, I think anytime you miss time, regardless of the reason, you know, he missed a whole year ago, so it's been a while. But, you know, I've seen a real big improvement this week.
For, like, the 18th day in a row, how do you kind of balance what fans want to what the best interest of the team is? How much of that do you consider?
As I've said many times, is you know, I have tremendous respect for the fans, but I think we have really passionate fans. They're passionate about the Broncos. I think that definitely beats the alternative where you don't have that. But, you know, again, we're running a football team, and, you know, we're going to put the guys out there we think are the best.
After a couple weeks on the road, what are you expecting out of the crowd?
I expect just like they've always been thus far, and that's very passionate, very energetic, and giving us a great home field advantage.
So your take is if they're not saying anything, then that means they're not interested. You'd rather them be loud and vocal and passionate? Or?
Yeah, loud, vocal, and passionate is what I've seen thus far, and I don't expect that to change.
You've talked about the three guys that are out for this week. I mean, with the bye coming up, are you fully expecting the three of them to be back after the bye, or are any of them still Julius, Demaryius?
Yeah, I can't predict how the body heals. You know, I know our medical people will monitor that and treat it, and, you know, really in my mind, bye, it'll be more like week to week.
Thanks, Coach.